The laws of Netilas Yadayim in chapter 162, we're doing now subsection 8. So, we're talking about washing one's hand, and of course in the Shulchan Aruch there's only two washings, so you washed it once and twice on both hands. That is, if you had less than a reviz, or you poured a reviz, so a reviz bevasachas achar netilas mayim shnim abeis yodom. After you washed the second waters on both hands, so you had one, so you have now both hands had two times the water on them. That would be one option. A reviz bevasachas, or instead of washing both hands, you poured a reviz on together, on both hands together. Yishavshiv yodov zu bezu. You need to rub your hands one or the other. You gotta look. And it's very interesting how it also fits with the way we wash our hands from hygiene to keep them clean, that after washing your hands with soap, you have to go ahead and wash them out. Why rub your hands together? But the same thing is over here, not exactly for the same reason, but it's so he says like this: V'im loy notal elo admokim chibur hetzba'is of lekafa yad. So before we learn that there is a possibility, in one opinion, that you only wash the place where your fingers attach to your palm. And not the entire hand. But there's more. If he only washed up to his fingers, where they connected the palm, then you got to be careful when you rub them. So that when you rub your hands, that you shouldn't touch one in the other at the palm of the hands in a spot where water did not fall, veloy nitar, and it wasn't cleaned. So don't make wet, don't put the hands, you have to rub your finger, be careful with the palm. Why? It wasn't cleaned. Shemokim zeh metamei mayim shal yod ha'shniyah, because that spot would defile, make tomei, the water which is on the second hand, when it touches it, and that water would go ahead and make the hand tome again. Even though they're second waters, now they become tome by touching the palm of that wasn't washed. But if he poured one reviz together, then you don't have to be careful. So if you only did your fingers, you have to be careful not to touch the palm of your hand. But if you poured a reviz on the hand, then you don't have to worry about this. Why? Because water that comes from reviz are clean, considered clean water. And they don't become tummy. That's one opinion. That we don't say this rule that water from a reviz are considered clean water only in a place where they impact, they do cleaning. So they don't become tummy from the place. Keep going. If you washed from a reviz until where the hands, fingers connect to the hands, and then it goes out to the palm, the palm would not make them tomei, because they're used as cleaning to the place they came to. But if you have a hand which is tummy touching them, metamom afo pishay me reviz, even though they are out of a reviz. So according to the second opinion, the actual cleaning water that would touch the palm and go back to the water would not be metamit, that would not be metamit, would not make it tummy. But if you are being metameit from another hand, that would be a different story. The Rebbe rules that v'yesh lahokel b'divrei sofrim, that we can be lenient as far as mizrabban. We'll continue on this very detailed halachas in subsection 9. Im shifshifon zu bezu achar sheshofach alei maim rishonim b'chusim b'reviz. If you happen to rub your hands one another after having poured on them the first waters that was less than a reviz. So you poured, you have less than a reviz, and then you rub your hands one against the other. Afilu shofach al kol achas bifnei atzmo shtifa achas merubo kishtayim shenitrubem. Even if you had poured on each one a big pour, which is like two, that would be cleaning the hands, which we learned before. You don't necessarily have to do one, two, but if you pour even once, but you give a pour, so it is like two, it's like one and two together, and then that would be cleaning it, but then you rub your hands together, chozru v'nitmu b'nigiyosim zu b'zu. So then the hands become tomei after you touch them one with the other. Va'afilu mayim shneim ein mo'ilin l'tarim. And even if you pour a second time on them, they're not going to make your hands clean. Difish ha'mayim shal yad zu nitmo b'negiosam b'mei zu. Because each hand became tamei from the other one's water, v'shel zu v'negiyas meizu. This hand from that water, and the other hand from the other water. They both, this touched this hand, and this touched this hand, and they became tamei. V'ein shnamayim shni metarim, ela mayim shenitim yadzu atzmo. The second water that you pour the second time can only cleanse the water that has become tamei from the hand itself, shebo leo letaro, that they came to clean it. So when you pour once on your hand, and that water has become tamei because it touches your hand, the second water can take off and make that water clean. But veloy shenit miyad acheres, but not if it became tamei from the other hand because you rubbed them together. V'chayzer metamei seyedayim, they go back and they make the hands tamei. Lefikach tzorich lenagvim tchila. Therefore, you got to dry them up first. Then you got to go and wash them again. So, if somebody touches your hand, sometimes what it happens? Let's say before you dried your hands, somebody goes and touches your hand. So then, what you have to do? You have to dry your hands again and restart over again, because you can't just pour once over it again. Because if it became tummy through something else, the another time pouring isn't going to help. You have to dry your hands and then pour the water and then pour it like normal way, yeah?
Unless the person who touched your hand had just made his hands clean.
If he's not tummy, yeah, we're talking about if his hands are clean. Ba'filu im shofach alacha. Sometimes it happens inadvertently when there's a line, like people want to wash their hands. So somebody washes their hands and the next one in line who hasn't washed their hands yet will touch your hand by accident. You know, you're next to each other, and then you'd have to go ahead and dry your hands and wash your hands again. Even if on one hand you put rishonim v'shneim, so let's say you did one, two, shamayim shelo tahirim, and then the hand is tahir. So then, even if the other hand you only did once, so one hand two, and on the other hand you have the one, and you touch them together, they would make this tummy. Even if it was a rinse, which is like two, which the hand would be tahir. So still, the water which is tummy would be metamed that's on that hand. So in other words, the second time that you poured didn't remove the tamedic water because it's only one pour, but what it did was it cleaned your hand because it's Marosh Kishtayim, but it's still considered tamed because the water is tummy, it makes tired. The water is because there was no second one to rinse it off. There wasn't a second rinse. So your hand becomes clean, but the water that's on you is still tummy. And if that water touches the other hand, then it would become tummy. The others say that other water in this case will help. You don't have to dry your hands. Since it was already totally clean with the water that's upon it. So, basically, the water that was, the hand that was already washed and has water on it, even if one hand is totally clean. In this scenario that he just said, he had one and two, and the other hand had water on it, the hand is clean. But the water is only the first waters. It's not the second waters. It's the first waters. The reason was the first water. How is the hand clean? Because you poured it like a double pour on one hand. But the hand is clean, but the water is not clean because it's the first waters. If that water should touch the other hand, again, you're metame. You make the other hand tame. You'd have to wash netilas yadayim again. You have to wash it over again. But in this case, some say that the second hand, since it was clean, totally, you can pour once over it again. One second. So when are you going to put the other water? Other waters can help to clean it. Which one? I'm not sure, but the problem here is that he touched both hands. So I'm not sure which one he's talking about. In the case that we're talking about here, I'm not sure exactly, because it seems like what he's talking about over here was that one hand got two times, it's clean. The other hand got one time, but the hand is clean because it was a double. Then he touches his hand together. So he's saying this hand is clean, but the water that's on the left hand, let's say, is not clean because it's only one, it's not a second. Now that it touches this hand, it makes this water tame, then both of your hands are tame. However, he says, since this hand was already clean technically, so other water will help to clean it. Okay, but I'm help to clean, but first of all, it's not one, it's both hands that we're talking about. Because
help to clean them.
Oh. So we're talking about that the one hand, like the right hand, would have been, became tamei again. So it should say them. I don't understand. Which means the unclean water that's on the left would make the water, the second water which is on the right, okay, make it tummy. Okay, I'm not sure. I got to look this over. Let's go further. One more is halacha.
What if the right hand had already been dried from the other
hand? That's a good question. When it was dry, probably wouldn't make a difference. Yeah. It's not dry anymore.
Right.
No, but once the water from the left side makes that hand tummy, whether it was dry or not, now you have unclean water on the right hand. What difference does it make if it's dry or not?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
So he's talking about that. I don't know that it does make a difference if his right hand would have been dry totally. Even if you're touching it, it seems like you would be making it tameh from the tamadika water on the left hand. He does say the whole time, see, the exact language is, even if he poured on one hand the first and the second, that the water that's on it is tahir, because one and tahir, so this has now clean water. And the question is, then what happens if there's no water over there? So he says, chazer of a nitma, that hand becomes tameh again, if you touch it, the other one that you only poured one times water. But so it implies that the water that is in is tahir, and the hand is tahir.
Yeah.
But if and the hand is tahir, let's go further and we'll see. I mean, that's, we still need to go through it again to see exactly each of these cases. I mean, we're almost done with them. Sif Yud. Subsection 10. Afilu noga boyad she'eino netula klal. Even if touches it, a hand that has not been washed at all.
But that's not what I'm
saying. Ben shehu yodei, ben shehu yodei shalachar, shaloinot liyodov. Whether it's his hand, or it's a hand of another person who hasn't washed his hand. So again, this is actually talking only if your hand is wet, not if it's dry. So if your hand is wet, and a hand which has not been washed, or somebody else's hand touches, that's what we were talking about before, you're standing in line to wash your hands, and you wash your hands. So then, the water that is on the hand become tummy from the tomatic hand that touched them. And you have to put a second waters on them. So what happens is, after you pour once and twice on one hand, and then you touch it with not, in this case we talked about one washing, but in this case just a hand that it wasn't washed at all, so the water that's on top of it become tamei from the tamei dika hand that touches them. Then you have to pour other second waters, which will be the third water. So that's if it's a second one. Now it's like this. If you wash the hand and you only washed it once, so then you can't fix it but either through drying it, the hand is starting over again, or by connecting it through a mikvah water, which is automatically clean by itself if you don't want to dry it. And also the hand that has not been washed, it can only be washed again if you dry it out. Because it's become tamei from the other water of the other hand. Then the fact that even if it was second waters and even if it was a reviz together cannot clean a tumah that comes from another hand. So if the water on your hand has become tameh from another place, not from the hand itself, but from another place, even if it's a reviz, then you have to dry it out. It's only if it's the first waters. But if he touches in the second waters, So their tuma is when you touch them, ain't tzorich l'nagva. Ukvar nizbayer, and we already explained earlier, should be made reviz basachas yesh lahokil v'loimar, that if it's water reviz are by itself, we can be lenient say she'er b'stam and klal, that they don't become tamei at all. If you pour on your hand a reviz at once, and then your second hand that you haven't poured at all touches it, it's tahir because a reviz makes it totally clean. The gamashni in the parentheses says, even though it gets a little moisture from the first one, and that moisture has become tummy from the first hand, because there's no reviz there. It will become tired through first and second water, vasachas or reviz at once. Since it's tuma, it's from its own hand, because the other hand doesn't make it tummy, it's only because the little water is on its own hand. But if he put on his second hand the first water, which is less than a reviz, and it touches this one that he gave a reviz at once, nitma yadzu mimeime ashniyat meim. So this hand become tummy from the second word of tummy. But tzarchus v'leim maim shneim l'taro, they have to pour second word to clean it. She called maim tmeim metamas yad negezbem afilu teru l'gamri v'afilu b'em tzasuda. If you have unclean water, they will be metame the hand that touches them, even if it's totally tummy, even in the middle of the meal.